We are learning Maseches Va'Basra, Daf Kuchof Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting four lines from the top. Ula Amar. The first word of the line is Hadibur. Ula Amar, a fourth pshat, and why Chamisha Asabav was a special day. The 15th day of Av was a special day. Ula Amar, Yom Shabitul by Hosea ben Ela, Pardesoyes, Shahishiv Yerovan ben Eva, Shahishiv Yerovan al Hadrachim, Shloyalu Yisrael Regal. Hosea ben Ela was one of the Malchei Yisrael that by the days of Yerovan and Rechavam, that's the son of Shlomo, the Klai Yisrael split. We had Malchei Yehuda, Malchei Yisrael. Hosea ben Ela was the last Melech of Malchei Yisrael, and he was a Rosh, he wasn't as bad as the other ones before him. And one of the things he did was he took away the guards who stopped the Yidden going up to Be'el Regal. Yerovan ben Nevat wanted everyone to come to the Agolim that he stole back. They shouldn't go up to be Oyle Regal. They should go to his Avodah Zarah. Maybe not Mamash Avodah Zarah, but there was these golden calves that they went to instead of going to be Oyle Regal. And Yerovan ben Nevat put these guards, they shouldn't go up. He took away these guards. He removed these guards. He's Mevatel Pardesoyis Shahishi Yerovan al Drachim Shial Yisrael Regal. And that's why it was a big yontif. The fifth shat, Rav Master Amar, Yom Shinnu Haruge Beit Al Kvura. There was the time of the Churban of Abayis, there was a big city called Beitar. This is in the second Beis HaMikdash. There's a big city called Beitar, and this was the last stronghold of Bar Kaichva, Bar Kaziva, and the mice of the Romans destroyed them, and they didn't let anyone bury the mason. They didn't let anyone bury the mason, and so Yoim, and until later on, one of the Roman emperors allowed them to go bury the mason, and they found that they were, even though they were sitting out in the fields for all these years, they did not decompose. And because of that, they were mechasak in the bracha of a teva meitiv, and also they made a big yomtiv. Yoim shenitnu haruge beit alekfuro kedam rav masna vayis yoim shenitnu. Because they didn't decompose, they were given a kvura, and that was that day that the nitnu kvura was the 15th day of Av. It's the fifth reason why 15th day of Av is a big simcha. The sixth reason, this is the day they stopped cutting wood for the baracha of the mizbeach. The time of the Nebraiser, once it comes 15th Bav, the sun starts getting weaker. You have to have very dry wood. It shouldn't be wormy, shouldn't have worms for the Beis HaMikdash. They stopped cutting wood at this time. And they call that day the day they broke the sickle, they broke the knife, the axe. They broke the axe because they stopped cutting wood. Now, the Rishpam learned, so what was the big simcha? The big simcha was they finished a very important mitzvah. They ended Mashlimim mitzvah gedolah kazayis. They made a big simcha. The Rebbeinu Gershom learns the reason is because now you have more time to learn. That's what it says. The Rebbeinu Gershom on the side says, "Valso yom tiv shemikam ve'elech ha'yoskim metayra," and that's the Hemshach HaGemara. Mikam ve'elech. After this day, the Moisif, since the nights start getting longer, if you learn more Yosef, you'll get more life. Like it says by learning, it says, if you learn, you get Arichas Yomim. So the Moisif Yosef, Sheina Moisif, if you're not, you don't add hours to your learning, Yosef. Then Yosef. Why Yosef? Tanur Yosef, Tikbra Ime. The person's mother will bury him because he'll die early if he doesn't learn extra. In those days, they cannot learn at night because they couldn't learn a day, they had to work. In the days before that, they had to work with the Atzei Maracha, whatever they were working with. At night, you couldn't work anymore, you couldn't work any of your job because it was dark, and therefore you had more time to learn. So someone should learn extra because he has more time to learn, and therefore he'll get Arichas Yomim. So Shiva, there were seven tzaddikim, Kiplu was called Kuloi. That day covered the entire world. It means they each saw each other, and between those seven, that is from Adam Rishon till today. Mr. Shelach Ra Adam. Mr. Shelach saw Adam HaRishon because Mr. Shelach lived until the Mabul and he was pretty old at that time. And he also saw Adam HaRishon because he was born, Adam HaRishon was 687 years old. Adam HaRishon lived 930 years. Turns out that Mr. Shelach saw him for 243 years. So Mr. Shelach saw Adam HaRishon. Shame who was the son of Noach, Ra'ah Moshe Shalach. He saw Moshe Shalach. He was born 98 years before the Mabel, and therefore he saw Moshe Shalach for 98 years, because Moshe Shalach died in the time of the Mabel. Yaakov Ra'ah Hashem. Yaakov saw Hashem, and Shalach the Gersis of Rishbam, but he saw Pasha 50 years, he saw Hashem. Hashem was 50 years old. Yaakov was 50 years old when Hashem was Nifter. Amram Ra'ah Yaakov. That's the Messiah. The Amram saw Yaakov. Yaakov went, Amram was born in Mitzrayim actually. Yaakov was in Mitzrayim 17 years. Amram saw Yaakov. And Achia Shiloini, which was a Navi in the time of even, I think, David HaMelech, who lived very long, Ra'as Amram, he saw Amram. Eliyahu, Ra'as Achia Shiloini. Eliyahu Navi saw Achia Shiloini. And Adayim Kayim, and Eliyahu was still Kayim. And both the Rashbam and Tosafot speaks to that also, that those old Pinchas is Eliyahu. So then you don't have, you only need two or three, because we'll see soon that Ya'ir saw Yaakov and saw Pinchas, whatever, you need much less. Or the Tosafot speaks about Sarach Basasher, that you could cut off a few if your old Pinchas is Eliyahu Navi, but the Agmar is going out that Medrash, and therefore we have seven. We have Adam, Mesushelach, Yaakov, Amram, Achia Shiloini, and Eliyahu Navi, who all saw each other, and Shem. I skipped Shem, he's the number seven, so it's Adam, Mesushelach, Shem, Yaakov, Amram, Achia Shiloini, and Eliyahu Navi. Great thing, Marav, Achia Shiloini, Ra'as Amram, Achia Shiloini saw Amram. How could it be? Well, Ksiv says in the Pasuk, from the Yitz Mitzrayim, from those who were in Mitzrayim, the only two that were left, Kim Kalevi and Funa Veshuvadu. That's the Pasuk says. L'cherev, Achia Shiloini obviously lived through it, because he saw, Achia Shiloini saw Amram. Amram was Nifta already in Mitzrayim, because he only lived 137 years, and he saw Yaakov. So he was Nifta in Mitzrayim. So Achia Shiloini was the Yitz Mitzrayim, and he was living later on, he saw Yonavi. So obviously he was alive also. So why did Paul say only Kali Kali Bifuna and Shumano? To my answer, Amruna, Lenigzu Gzeira al Shittish Alevi. The Gzeira of dying in the Midbar was only on the other Shvatim, not on Shittish Alevi. And since Achia Shiloini was a Levi, like it says in the Pasuk, in the Rayyam, I think it is, the Achia Shiloini is a Levi, Valavim, Achia al Eitzreis Beis Lakim, says in the Pasuk of Rayyam, since Achia was a Levi, therefore there was no Gzeira on him, and therefore he lived Taka from the Yitz Mitzrayim, lived through when he went into Eretz Yisrael also. How do we know the Levim did not have the Gzeir? The says in the Pasuk, Midbar Hazeh, that Hashem made a Shuvah, but Midbar Hazeh, Yiplu, that they're going to fall, all the people of the Meragim are going to fall, Yiplu, Pigreichem, V'chol Pikudeichem, L'chol Mesparchem, Ben Estim Shonam Amala, all those who are counted from 20 and up are going to die in the Midbar. Misha Pikudav Ben Estim, those who get counted from 20, Yotzeh Shittish Levi is going to be Ben Shleishim. It's come to exclude Bnei Levi that the Pekuda was from 30. Their counting is from 30. Their work is from 30 years old. It says in the Pasuk that their job goes from 30. They get counted from 30 years old. There's one Gerson in the Rishbam, means 30 days, but he says it's better of Shat, it's better of Shloish Mishana, Akaponim. So they did not die in the Midbar, only the ones who count from 20, which is the rest of the Klal Yisrael. And therefore, it's not a Kashim of Chiyash Loin. In fact, the Gemara Kashim is Shvar Shvatim Le'ayel. There's no one from any other Shevet that went through the Yitzim and Triim. Came out of Mitzrayim, went into Yisrael, but haven't done a brisa. Yor ben Menashe, Malka ben Menashe, Noldim ben Yaakov. They were born in the Yaakov's days. V'lei Mesu, this is the Messiah, V'lei Mesu, Ach Niklasu Yisrael Oretz. And they did not die until Klal Yisrael went into Yisrael. Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, V'shas the Kibosh Oretz, was a war together with the Ai. And it says, V'yi Nusu ben Yisrael f'nei Anchi Ai, V'yakub mehem Anchi Ai, Kishloish v'shish. That the Anchi Ai killed 36 people, but it says Kishloish v'shish, V'tayim ben Brisa. Shloisha Mashisha Mamish, the Rabbi Yehuda says, attack 36 people. I'm learning Bechemia, Bechinam, Shloisha Mashisha, and say Shloisha Mashisha says, Leinem, Ela Kish Shloisha Mashisha, like 36 people. Say, Hello, Ze Yar Ben Menashe. The Pasuk says, the Anchi I killed someone, 36 people, means they killed Yar Ben Menashe, who was equal to Shokol, Kiruba Shah Sanhedrin, who was equal to Rav of Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin is 71, the 36 people is Rav of Sanhedrin. So, like 36 people, he was so cautious, he was a big tzaddik. But like upon him, he was alive, it's Shasta Macham of Anche Ai, even though he was in Mitzrayim, he saw Yaakov. So what are you talking about? Here we're talking about other Shvatim, and says that other Shvatim were still alive. So why does the Pasuk say Dafka, Yeshua Benun, Kal B'Yafuna? And for the Gemara, the Rav Akbar Yaakov, the Gzera, Loi Al Pachas Benesim, Loi Al Yesim Ben Shishim. The Gzera is Dafka for those between 20 and 60. But if you're more than 60, then you do not die. And what's the Pshat? The Gemara says, Loi Apachas Ben Esrim, the Chsiv says in Pasuk first, Ben Esrim Shana Mamayla. And how do you know more than 60 didn't die? Veloya Yasim Ben Shishim Gomar Umayla, Umayla Be'erichim. Learn out that Umayla Mala Be'erichim, Mala Halon, by Erichim, there's a different amount of Erichim for every age. It goes from 30 days to 5 years, 5 to 20, then 20 to 60, and then 60 and up. 60 and up is less than those who 20 to 60, Azacha gets 50 shgam. So over 60, you only get 15. Under 20, you only get 20 shekel. That's much the erech is. So you see, mal halon yesem ben chishim kipachas ben eshrim. Just like more than 60 goes down in value, just like less than 20 is less in value. Af kan yesem ben chishim kipachas ben eshrim. Just like by erechin. There, we learned the word of a mile to make the Zereshav with the Erechim. So the Erechim, over 60 is similar to London 20. Not the exact amount, but they're both less than between 20 and 60. The value of a person goes down after 60, just like it's lower under 20. So you see, over 60 is similar to under 20. Same thing over here also, regarding the Zereshav, the dying in the Midbar, over 60 was similar to less than 20, and then not have this Zereshav of dying in the Midbar, and therefore, Yair Ben Menashe was still alive. Even though he was Yetzim Mitzrayim, he was still alive when they went into Eretz Yisrael. So coming Achiyah Shalaini, you're going to say the same pshat already once you have this pshat, that's over 60, but there you have a good better pshat, that's a Levi, that he was a Levi. And we're saying, if you're over 60 or so, you can live through the Gzeiras on the Midbar. And again, the Braisa taught us there was a 7 Tzadikim who went through the entire time frame of this world.